Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your job holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Fwazy. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. As always, I welcome listeners from around the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And it's so cool to see the different countries that listen to our show every week. And anyone who would like to listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, and that is titled Stomp the Ants. What does ants stand for? Automatic negative thought syndrome. Yes, I wrote a song about negative people. They're always telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, wait a minute. That's not true. You can do anything you set your mind to. And the inspiration for this song, someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. And I had to look at him and say, what? Oh, no. That's not true. The lyric is really clear, you know, try no matter what you're told. So many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And everybody we know on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. You know, sometimes lyrics can come quick like this. This is about maybe 15 minutes tops. But when I'm on my laptop, I open up a blank Word document and I have a melody in my head. I have a title. I'm just thinking of ideas, you know, I'm just thinking of words. I'm just typing any word that comes to mind. It really takes the pressure off for me, and songwriting needs to be fun, right? So don't worry about writing a song in 10 to 15 minutes all the time. You know, you can save it, go back to it. Don't worry about the structure right away. Just get some ideas down and, you know, go back later and no pressure at all, okay? Thank you so much to the first responders, the doctors, the nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. I'm going to bring it up every week until we're back to normal. The sacrifices you're making are incredible. If there were any type of medal of honor for this effort, you need to receive it. Thank you so much in the sacrifices you're making for your families. And everyone, please stay safe. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller, who is in our online studio dashboard this evening. Bill is loading up the music and the photos from our guests and just making sure everything's checking out. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you this week?
Hey, Bill, I wanted to bring this up because I want everyone to know that you are a musician as well. You've been playing guitar for years, and you write lyrics as well. And I know you've mentioned a couple of recent projects that you're working on. Tell everybody how long you've been playing guitar.
Which time? originally, it's kind of strange, but anyway, I played for about 5 years back in the 60s. And then I got away from it for 48 years. And I met up with the old guy from the band, original band, back in the 60s. And we got to talking. I got another guitar, and I've been playing again for about 8 years. So.
That's a long time away from it, right?
Yes, it was. Too long. Way too long.
Well, I know the last time I was up in April, we had a little jam session ourselves, so I'm looking forward to doing that again. And music is wonderful, right? It's probably like riding a bike. You know, you pick up a guitar after that long, and you're back at it.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. I mean, it was like starting all over again. But it kind of came easy in a lot of ways, you know.
It's a great instrument, and we got a great show tonight. I know you're very familiar with our guest, and you had her on your stage recently, and I'm looking forward to tonight's episode.
Yes, I did. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear it. Let's get rolling.
All right. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go, everybody. So we're an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to the show replay tomorrow on Friday. Now, you can either listen to the iHeartRadio app on your Android or your Apple iOS device or iHeartRadio.com. Either way, and we're very proud to be part of the iHeartRadio family. You can also listen to the show on Stitcher, Google Play Music, and also Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast around the world. Our show concept was really created from my first in-studio recording, of course, titled Original Lyrics Dream. It was my dream to do with my recorded songs and lyrics, and it was wonderful. It seems like yesterday, but it was 2013 when my first CD came out. I am a singer, songwriter, and producer. My website is russellpoiseymusic.com, and social media, boy, I'm everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, all great outlets. Also Instagram as well. Our hope every week, let's pay it forward to the listener, you know, really, you know, for the first time trying to get into being a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a producer, an engineer in our creative arts. That's the goal, you know, let's pay it forward. And I'm going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story behind, you know, their own lyrics and music, their inspiration, and, you know, what their motivations were. My own writing inspiration has come from life experience, my family, and also current events. Again, I wrote my first song lyrics in 2012. You know, that's only 9 years ago. The message I want to send, if I can do it, you can do it as well. So please try. All right. Time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You are viewing a slideshow of Ari Rose. Let's play a great track from Ari, and this is titled Rise Up.
The blue guide you down today. Sun's gone away, your smile turned frown. Your head's still the ground, and your turn around.
That is Rise Up. Everybody, let me introduce a great singer, songwriter, musician from Florida, Ari Rose. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for being on. I love that track. You got to tell our audience the message and the motivation behind Rise Up. Really like that one.
Oh, thank you so much. Honestly, I wrote it quite a few years ago, probably like 5 or 6 years ago. I was just feeling really sad. I was just going through a lot of things, and it's kind of like a self pep talk, I guess. Like, don't let them get you down. You know, you can't. You can't let them knock you down. Keep pushing forward and kind of rise up. It's pretty straightforward. But, yeah, it's just about, you know, not letting them knock you down.
There you go. So you wrote that about 6 years ago?
Yeah, about 6 years ago, but only recorded it probably 3 years ago to have it on the album.
Nice. Please tell us, Ari, what part of Florida are you from, and do you still currently reside in the state?
So actually, I lived half of my life in New York, and then the other half I've been living here in Florida. I definitely would like to consider myself a Florida girl all the way. I've lived, you know, I've started my life here and kind of like gained traction. I moved to Port St. Lucie in 2005, and between then and now, I've lived in Fort Pierce, and now I'm in Stuart.
Okay, and Stuart is in the vicinity of Fort Pierce?
Stuart is Martin County, and it's about 2 or 3 towns south. But so I had met you in DeLand, which is like 3 hours away from Stuart, actually.
Okay. So
yeah.
You're an award-winning BMI original music artist, and you're writing music and lyrics, and you did that started at a very young age. Tell me about that journey, and what was the age you got started?
Oh, man, I think that I've been singing since I could speak, to be honest. But I started out with poetry. I would always write poems at a very young age. I want to say maybe 7 or 8 is when I started. And as I got older, I'd say maybe about 13, they started turning into songs. But yeah, definitely 7 is when I started with like poetry and dabbling in like songwriting.
Wow, 7. That is young, very young.
Yeah, I've always just kind of had a thing for, I love to write. Writing is definitely a passion of mine. Even if it's not about not writing like poems and songs, I've always written like short stories as a kid too. And at one point in time, I wanted to be an author.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on the anniversary of your first album, Kintsugi. Tell me about the recording process there.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been a year. It's just surreal. The recording process, so I started, I had just gone through a breakup, and I wrote 2 songs. I really had I didn't plan on recording an album at first. I just wanted to bring the song to a studio, and this is my first time ever stepping into a recording studio, and I just brought it to them, and I was like, hey, I want to do something with this. We tried a couple of different mixes with it, and then eventually I decided, okay, I like this. And then I waited actually 2 years. There was a 2-year break between the 2 songs that I recorded and the rest of the album. And I don't know, 2 years later, I decided that, hey, you know what? I think I want to do this full force, you know, go big or go home, do the entire, you know, 12-track album. And from that point moving forward, it was just playing gigs every other weekend and using the money from those gigs to pay for the album.
Isn't the recording studio just for me? Really birth to your ideas and your thoughts and developing a track.
Yeah, I recorded at Raincat Records in Jensen Beach, and they are also an independent recording studio. And I honestly didn't really know what I wanted to bring to the table. I just knew, you know, what I didn't like, and we were kind of just trial and error with each other. A lot of the songs I had ideas for, and I would just explain it to the engineers, and you know, they would help me decipher what I wanted, what I didn't want, and it ended up becoming like a collaboration project.
It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. Well, I think you mentioned earlier, we did meet at the DeLand, Florida Singer-Songwriter Festival in April, and you performed so well. But one thing I have to mention to our audience, there were some sound and technical issues during your set. You handled that with so much poise and grace and confidence and with a big smile, like nothing ever happened. And I was looking at you while this was happening, and great respect for you handling that situation. You handled that so well.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, you have no idea how much that means to me. It was one of the more difficult performances that I had to endure. I don't know what happened, but my piano wasn't playing through the PA, and normally it does. I don't know. It just was weird luck that weekend. But, it was pretty difficult trying to not let my frustrations show, but you know, I take playing music and performances very seriously. And you know, I've always been told, you know, if anything ever goes wrong, keep going, nobody will even really notice. I knew everyone noticed, but everybody was so supportive, and you know, with a supportive crowd like that, how could you not, you know, want to continue on? You know, I felt really supported and appreciated, you know, despite the fact that I had difficulties with, you know, my piano.
Yeah, these festivals are wonderful. It's a rotating series between Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, and DeLand, and I've been part of it as a performer for about, five or six years, and it's so great that they focus on the creator of the festivals would like the original song focus first and then sprinkle in, you know, a few covers. And, you know, usually when you play gigs, it's the other way around. They want to see probably 90% covers and 10% original. So it's just a great festival series. I think DeLand is probably my favorite.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I started with them in 2018, and I think it was DeLanda Palooza. That was the first festival that I did with the showcases, singer-songwriter showcases. And I really fell in love with it's such a quaint town, and it just kind of brings it in. Like everyone, like I said before, is very supportive. They just want to hear your originals, and it kind of makes you feel good because, you know, sometimes at these other gigs that you play, you feel almost like not recognized for the hard work that you put in. And at these festivals, it makes you feel like, okay, my time and dedication is finally paying off.
I agree 100%. Well, everybody, we're going to play another great track from our guest tonight, Ari Rose. This is another good one, and this is titled Fine.
Maybe somewhere in my
that is fine by Ari Rose. Ari, welcome back. And is this another straight, direct, you know, forward type of song in Fine?
Most definitely. So, little disclosure, this entire album is pretty much a post-breakup album. And it's honestly, from beginning until end, it's my journey of going through heartbreak, learning how to cope with it, and becoming better, a better person at the end. And Fine is right around, like, the middle area where I'm kind of just telling myself, you know what, it's about acceptance, and I might not be okay now, but later I will be. Literally, this takes time. I'm doing fine. Like, I'm going to be okay.
Who are some of the artists who have motivated and inspired you?
Oh, man. There are so many. It's seriously so hard to just narrow it down. But I would like to say Sarah Bareilles is definitely up there. She inspires me every day. She's just a great human being, an amazing singer, songwriter, performer. She can do it all. In addition to her, Hilary Duff, more so with regards to my career, like music and acting. Hilary Duff is a triple threat. She can sing, dance, and act. Adele. There are so many artists that inspire me and that have inspired the songs and my songwriting process on this album.
Yeah, those are great, great names. Here's a question I like to ask every week as we get different answers. When we speak of the construction of the song, so if we look at melody, lyrics, or keyboards, which do you kind of put in the first position when you're in the creative process?
Oh, that's so hard. Okay, so, man. So some songs I start with lyrics first, and then other songs I start with the melody. It really just depends. I would like to say 50-50 on that, because sometimes I'll be, you know, in the middle of a grocery store, and I'm like, oh, my God, song lyrics, and I'll write them down on my phone, and then I'll come to the piano, and I'm like, ooh, this would sound good with that, and I'll start writing the melody. And then other times, like, actually, earlier this week, I sat down at the piano and I started playing this melody, and then I'm like, ooh, these lyrics would go good with this. And so it's just, it's both. It honestly just depends on the mood that I'm in.
Yeah, thank goodness for the app on your phone, the voice recorder. What would we do without it?
Absolutely. Voice recorder and notes. I'm constantly writing notes in my phone.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've been in theatrical and film productions, and you got to tell us your involvement in Bad Boys 3, the CW Network's Dynasty, and also Holiday. What was your involvement with those films and shows?
Well, so I, in addition to playing music, I've also been doing acting since I was really young, and a few years ago, I decided that I was going to go full force into film and try to focus on that. I've always done theater, but my true passion with acting would be film all the way. And so I ended up getting an agent who called me one morning. It was like 7 a.m. And she's like, Ariel, wake up. I have good news. I'm like, what? She's like, Bad Boys 3 wants you. You're leaving Friday. And I'm like, what? Okay.
Wow.
I thought it happened so fast. They cast me in the film, just a small featured role. And I left super early the next morning and, you know, hung out in Miami, and we filmed. And then the same thing for usually every acting gig I get is always last minute. The same thing with Dynasty. I got a call on like a Tuesday, and they're like, you just booked a role in Georgia. And I obviously live in
That's
Florida.
That's incredible.
So I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I guess I have to go to Georgia now. So I literally, within the hour, dropped everything, ate breakfast, took a shower, packed my bags, and drove all the way to Atlanta. I had no idea where I was going to be filming. I was given no information whatsoever. I just dropped it and left. And it's the same for Holiday, only Holiday is one that I spent a lot more time filming with.
Good for you. You're a triple threat, acting and singing, musician. That's tremendous. Great stories and great inspiration for our listeners. You can set your mind to do anything you want to.
Well, thank you so much. It's just a lot of dedication and motivation and just keeping my head high.
Well, everybody, one more track from our guest tonight, Ari Rose, and this is the title track from her first album, and this is Kintsugi. That is a great track, Kintsugi. Ari, that's amazing. The musical arrangement here is off the charts. Well done. That was great.
thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
I really like the narration behind the vocal, and, you know, I love the keys on this. It's well done all the way around.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I had written that song. So I wrote half of it, and I got, like, writer's block. I couldn't finish it. Then I came back to it, like, 6 months later, and I was like, here we go. So the song was written, like, in two pieces.
I love your energy. Your energy is spectacular.
Oh, thank you. Gotta keep up that energy.
Tell everybody the meaning behind the word kintsugi.
So it's actually a Japanese art form. A friend of mine actually had a piece in his home, and he showed me it and was telling me about it, basically. So they take broken vases, or just anything ceramic, really, that's broken, and they piece it back together with gold, and essentially increasing the value for that particular item. In this case, I'm just going to see a vase. And so it's higher in value. It's prettier. It's kind of, it's art, you know. You've taken something and taken nothing and turned it into something. And so it's sort of symbolic for my journey of being heartbroken. Literally, one of the songs on the album is Broken, and the sequel to that is Kintsugi, being put back together, essentially better than before, a better person.
Interesting. I had no idea of that custom. We have a few minutes left. Another question I like to ask at the closing of our show is, if there was an artist beginning in music, say tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to, one, stay true to their self, and to not change despite, you know, what other people tell you to do, you know, oh, dye your hair, you know, cut your hair, lose weight, gain weight, all that kind of stuff. I would say stay true to yourself, and also learn how to develop thick skin, because in this industry, you will receive 1,001 rejections out of, you know, it's just a matter of keep on going, develop thick skin, don't take offense to negative criticism, but be open-minded to it and receive all kinds of criticism.
And that's a great point. Tell everybody, Ari, where they can find you online, your website, social media.
Yes, definitely. So I have an Instagram. You can follow me on instagram.com/musicbyarirose. And Ari Rose is A-R-I-R-O-S-E. And then on Facebook, I am facebook.com/AriRoseMusic. And, those are the two social medias that I have right now.
Okay. I've really enjoyed this conversation. I want to thank you so much for being my guest tonight. You have great tracks with emotion and meaning. As you've explained, you went through a tough time in your life with a breakup, and you put it out there, and it sounds wonderful. You're a great original artist. You know, it was just chance timing that I walked over to my friend Bill's stage, and there you were, you know, performing. And I'm so glad I got to meet you. I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Likewise. I'm glad that I got to meet you also. I've worked with Bill before in the past, and it's always great running into old friends. I look forward to, you know, meeting up with you again in the future. I have a second project in the works I'd love for you to listen to.
Yeah, and we have Ormond Beach is coming up in September, another festival. It's on the 25th. Hope to see you there.
I did see that. Well, I will let you know. I might have a gig that day, but probably the one after. Definitely got to meet up again.
Absolutely. Well, we do part twos on the show, and you're definitely going to do a part two. We'll get you back here sometime next year for a part two episode.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great. Thanks again, Ari. Have a great night.
You too.
Everybody, please Google search and support Ari Rose. She's working hard, as you can see, writing great tracks. Please purchase her music. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your sound and music to my email, russellpoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genres, and I would love to hear your sound. And everybody, three episodes. We're going to be on episode 100, July 8th. Can't wait. We're going to have a special plan for that episode and kind of reminisce and talk about the beginnings, from May 2019 to current. And we'll have another great guest, that night as well. July 8th, episode 100. My name again is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. Remember, everybody, no matter what you're told, good night.
Stop the end, just friends' opinions.